NLPI Radio USA. This show is for audiences 18 years or older. Due to adult content, crude and vulgar language, and paranormal topics that most definitely will work its way into your nightmares and leave your funny bone tingling. And now, your hosts, Mo Gunnery and Kurt Logsdon.
Oh my god, I hope to god this is waved. Kurt left me in control of this and I don't know how it's going to go, so first things first. God, Kurt, I hope to god that's you. Either that or...
Oh, hell yeah, brother! This is going to be another one of those, what the fuck just happened? Nah, we're going to be good tonight, man. We are going to be real good tonight. We're ready to go. Apologize about Tuesday. I decided to download one of those free, I narrowed it down to downloading a free Skype recorder. And all of a sudden, it just opened up the floodgates of hell onto my computer. So, So I got to buy malware. I got to spend $40 to get some malware to take it off.
It's nothing but fun. It's all it is. It's all in good fun. I'm just hoping to Christ that everything we've done so far, button clicking and me being in control of this shit, that it's actually worked. I'm just kind of hoping so.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're ready to go. Chat room's open. People are kind of popping in here and there.
Cool. Right. Well, okay. First things first. If anybody in the chat room can hear me, superb. Let me know. Just put, like, yes, I can hear you. Because do you know what? I'm the techiest person that anyone could be. Put three buttons in front of me, right? And doesn't work. It confuses the shit out of me. So, as far as I can see, we're on air. As far as I can see, we've got Streamlab. As far as I can see, we're working fine. Yeah, so I can't. If it blows up now, then, you know, Blog Talk, fuck you.
I think I got a call from Blog Talk. It was like a 619 area code, and I'm going, who the fuck do I know up in New Jersey? And then I realized, fucking Blog Talk. You're probably wondering why all our shows are just set up and not done.
such is life. But nevertheless, I mean, onwards and upwards. Now, the show we were doing before Kurt broke the internet, it was going to be the best of the worst of 2014.
And we did the worst.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you know what? I'd like to say we could pull the best out of 2014, and I'm going to leave this up for people in the chat room. If you guys can think of something good, paranormal, in 2014, please post it in the chat room the second it kicks in. Please do so. Paul Chadwick, yes, I can now, but I had issues at the start. Thank you, Paul. The reason you had issues at the start is because I typed the PIN number in wrong. But then again, don't give somebody a fucking 10-digit PIN number and expect them to get it right, unless you can.
Oh yeah, and then you got to hit the pound key, which basically fucks it all up once you get going and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I just got confused. I just really got blonde.
Blog Talk, I think, fucked up the upload. I do want to tell people listening out there, and I can't let Mo let this slide by. His son farted in his face. Dude, yeah. Even you might hear about it. It happened.
Yeah. Don't you worry. I won't let that lie. That's not the worst, right? I've just went upstairs. My son's iPad links to his television wirelessly. It's a smart television, so when he's watching something on his iPad on YouTube, he can go push a button, sync to the television, and it sends the footage to the TV. All well and good. Works perfectly fine. Only to find out when you walk past the room on the way to the toilet and you're which you're thinking, what the hell is that? And you look in, your son's laughing his head off watching Benny Hill, an old 1970s comedian running around like a lunatic. And the second I seen that, that was me. I was in pleats, absolute pleats. I thought the funniest thing I've seen. He's only five. He could have been watching anything, for God's sake. He could have been watching spider videos, cartoon. Nope, Benny Hill, 1970s, works for him. I ain't gonna stop him. It's nostalgic shit, though.
Oh man, but this is a sign the kids got good sense of humor and a little more mature than other ones. I mean, other kids would be watching SpongeBob, Fuck Pants, or something like that. He's actually watching Benny Hill, which actually was kind of a funny show back in the day.
I'm more concerned at the fact that in Benny Hill, one of the main sketches he'd done was he used to chase nurses around and things like that, didn't he?
Oh, and their garter belts and stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you'd want to see.
Yeah, but not when you're a five-year-old boy. And I've just got this funny feeling that one day he's just going to be standing there. We'll end up going to the hospital to visit somebody. God forbid it's only something minor. And I'll just hear my son behind me go, diddly, 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 and just start chasing someone. I'll be like, right, that's really creepy. Please don't do that. You're going to get yourself arrested. But nevertheless, this is all in good fun. So go on. Other than breaking the internet, how's your week been?
Oh, it's pretty good. Lynette's here, and I woke up one morning, and dude, she's a fucking ginger now.
Oh, shit.
Dude, she morphed into a fucking ginger.
Well, do you know what, dude? Nobody's perfect. You get me?
But it's evil, dude. It's evil. It looks good, but it's evil.
No, I got, ginger's
I was
evil?
Looking over, I was like... And the thing, she came to work with me today at the museum, and we were just sitting there talking, and I asked her, I go, you remind me of the Wendy's girl, or you remind me of, and I was trying to think, I forgot who Pippi Longstocking. I was calling her Pippi Longstocking, and I go, yeah, because I can see your freckles all of a sudden appearing once you dyed your head and it turned red. I got the middle finger, and basically
that's not the worst, and I'm pretty much going to seal my fate with regard to Lynette right now. If you think about it very closely, right, I think all gingers are fucking vampires anyway. They've got to be, right? I've had this argument before. They've got to be. They're afraid of sunlight because they both don't like it. They're socially awkward. They haven't got many friends. They're all virgins. Well, real gingers are virgins. No one likes them back. They've all got pale skin. See where I'm going with this? They're all fucking vampires. Blood-sucking, evil vampires. There's actually, in Britain, there's a National Ginger Appreciation Day. Yeah.
And it's got that politically correct that they have to have.
And you know what's even better? Right? There's also, on the exact same day, National Don't Give a Shit About Gingers Day, which is the same as every other fucking day. I've got friends who are gingers, right? And I only do it so it's a balance, you know, so I've got a balance of friends. It's like having, and I don't mean for this to sound like, I'm not meaning to sound bad in this, but it's like having that one gay friend because, you know, you just feel like, you know, I'm diverse. One of my friends is gay.
Maybe it can make you dress a little better. How about that?
No, that's not possible. Me? You kidding? I look like I'm about to attack somebody when I go anywhere. It's hilarious. I don't know. I can't dress good. It doesn't work like that. But yeah, so you had National Take a Ginger to Work Day, and that ends.
Today was Take a National Ginger to Work Day, and it was fine. It turned into a teachable moment. Like, this is a kitchen, these are stairs. When you go upstairs, you're above the bottom floor. There's a floor beneath us.
Yeah,
that's
you're
the
closer
bed.
To the sky. You're closer to the sky.
Yeah,
don't try and touch it.
Closer to the sky on the second floor.
Yeah.
On the third floor, I'm afraid you might fall down thinking about all the other stuff.
And whatever you do, don't take the shortcut out the window because it's not like a computer game. There's no chance you're going to land at the bottom and go, hey, that worked well. No. So I'm so sorry that you've got a ginger. I mean, you know, could be worse. Let's hope she doesn't fucking listen to this.
She can't hear it. I just got a text message.
She can't hear it? Oh, no.
She can't hear it. I think I should just tell her to turn up the...
Is she trying to listen to the toaster? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she's at... We're at my parents' house right now, and because my computer is fucking just... Dude, it looks like it was just got out of fucking Kabul.
and with pop-ups and everything else like that. I just got attacked. And so then I got my new computer for some odd reason, and I'm going to hit you up later on this one. This is a tech flush. And, of course, if people are listening right now, basically the deal is if I have a tech issue, I'm contacting Mo like 3 a.m. his time. So he gets to wake up to me bitching and complaining about why my computer, when it's plugged in, is not sucking up batteries to juicing up the batteries for the computer. So I was like, I'll just hit Mo later about that. And then I was thinking about it today. I was just like, what the fuck? You know, I don't know why. So I was getting online trying to figure it out, like what problems other people have had with it. And I don't know if I got a hard turn it off and then turn it on. Fuck. I have no idea.
I look at my tech questions from you when I'm eating my breakfast in the morning, and I'll be sitting there sort of staring at a bowl or whatever the fuck, and I'm trying to get my head around the day, and I'm thinking, I've got to dress my children for school, got to get myself ready for work, got to do this, got to do that. Then I look at your tech question, and they're not very techy. They're pretty straightforward, so I wouldn't be too stressed. I don't know if that's bad on you for having really poor technical knowledge in general, or whether it's bad on me for just being knocked off by the...
Like I said earlier, I'm a fucking prat, dude, when it comes to that.
No. Oh, you're not that. Well, you are that bad. No,
well,
you're not.
Well, I'm partially. Well, we're all prats in our own way, but.
Bear in mind, right? You set up your Kinect in the Lent Mansion without me.
Yeah. I did
so
do
you,
it.
You done it on your own? Didn't need my help to do that? You done it
well,
all by
you
yourself?
Well, Mr. Miyagi taught me well when it comes to using paranormal equipment. You know, Daniel's son here. Actually, listen to that lesson.
Do you know how old that kid is? You know the kid who played Danny LaRusso? Do you know how old he is?
He's 50 now.
Yeah. Oh, he still doesn't look a day over 23. Good,
no.
Big trendy bastard. I wish I looked as good as him when I'm 40, man. It was fucking hilarious. But yeah, nevertheless, as far as tech shit goes, I mean, you do well. I mean, you get there. One day, my son, this will all be yours.
I am to do well.
I go in with the best intentions, the best intentions. But no. So anyway, choice is yours. Do you want to try and play this clip and see if the clip works?
Yeah, let's see if the clip works. Go ahead.
Right. So for everybody who's listening at the moment, we pre-recorded the show on Tuesday because Blog Talk, I had a brain fart, Kurt broke Blog Talk. So what we done was I said, right, we'll just record the Skype conversation that we had. And we'll go from there. Now, I don't know how it's going to turn out. If it turns out great, yay. If it turns out shit, nay. What we'll do is we'll just stop it and then redo it because we've still got all the show notes and we can still go for it. So, let's give it a go. You ready, Kurt?
Tear it up, my man.
Cool.
Dude, there's absolutely nothing I can say. But I can say this, though. You got farted in your face, dude.
Oh.
I'm giving Reese a high five from over in the States, dude. That was purely epic, and I had to bring it up. I apologize.
No, dude.
We got to keep that one.
That little fucker's got a lot to answer for. I swear to God, as children go. I've just decided now, I've only just managed to get this Skype recorder working now, right now, so it's literally just kicked in now. But yeah, nevertheless, everyone, we're recording it. My son farted in my face. It was horrible. It's not something I'm ever going to be able to look back at with positiveness. I wouldn't mind if it was anything other than bad circumstance. He was lying on the bed, lying on his stomach, watching the YouTube video on the telly. He's got his iPad linked to the telly through like AirPlay.
Okay.
And he's watching SpongeBob Square, whatever the fuck it is this week. And as he's watching it, he goes, "My battery's dying." So I leaned over his bed. And you know when you just sort of crawl over somebody to plug a charger in?
And oh, yeah.
Dude, he didn't even aim or plan it. He just farted, and I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And do you know when you expect the support from, like, your wife, who's still got a little grin on her face now, and a son who done nothing but giggle about it, and you're sitting there thinking, right, I've just been gassed by a child. A horrible, evil, little, lovable kid who gets away with fucking murder. But, nevertheless, I'll get my own back. I've got embarrassing photos. He's got an 18th birthday. He's going to bring a girlfriend home one day. And I swear to God, the second that girl walks in this house, I'm getting the photographs of my son out, and I'm just going to go, there you go. That's my son pissing in the street. Whatever photographs I've got, I'm just going to rip them all out and terrorize them. But nevertheless, it's all evil.
Nevertheless. Yeah, dude, it was that.
I fucking asked for it. I asked for it.
That's epic, man. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't apologize.
I apologize, but I think
you're not my son. You got nothing to apologize for. He's the little shit, not me.
I was going to use it tonight, for once. I was going to actually play just a little fart clip.
That's what broke the show. You were trying to play a fart clip, and God's on my side. That's what it was. God was like, nah, fuck, I can't do that to him. Let's break the show.
God's giving me a wedgie right now. I swear to God for running my mouth or something like that. I'm getting a frontward wedgie, and that even hurts more, man.
Could have been far, far, far worse, couldn't it? Really. Well, nevertheless, how's your week been anyway?
It's been pretty good, dude. It's Lynette's coming over tonight. I got to drive to the airport after this and stuff like that. So. Hopefully traffic won't be too bad. She's not getting in until 9:10.
Oh, cool.
So I got some time to go. Yeah, so I don't have to really worry about rush hour. I'll leave about 7:30, 7:15.
How far do you have to drive? Hello?
Live in D.C. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you just dropped off for a second there. That was weird. Blog Talk hasn't affected us this time. Just evilness.
Something's going on. It says internet connection problem. There's a problem with the internet connection between you two. Hold on while we try to call you back. Great. So basically I'm going to get hung up on, and I'm not using Wi-Fi. I'm using Cat 5 right now. So I don't understand the fucking issue.
It's Obama.
With this.
It's all President Obama's fault.
Now that's everybody blames Obama for everything, so I might as well jump on the bandwagon.
Have you seen
you
that?
Know, Margaret.
Margaret Thatcher, she's just a fucking cretin, eh?
Yeah, I was gonna blame her too. Her and Ronnie Reagan. I'm still bitter at those two. They should have just got married. Fuck it. They should have just got married.
Well,
and that's it.
You can't. From what I've been told, Margaret Thatcher cannot get married because you can't marry pure and utter evil. Apparently, she just now dances on the ashes in hell. Nevertheless, I mean, what's the worst? She's probably the one who's fucking the show up.
Fucking Tory. That's all. I
Well, it was sort of paranormal because she's dead. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see the way we can manage to squeeze paranormal out of it. She's dead and she looked evil and she was evil. Nevertheless, she's dead. So, onwards and upwards, as the fucking saying goes. Have you seen the? I know it's not even anywhere near paranormal, but have you seen a little kickoff over that new film, The Interview?
Yeah, I saw it, dude. I ended up catching it. What'd you think of it?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen the film yet. Right? I will watch it, and all the clips I've seen of it look so fucking funny. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
and I'm going to miss Seth Rogen when he gets killed by Korea. It's going to happen.
Oh, they got missiles aimed at his house right now.
Too fucking
late.
I'm
sure Seth Rogen's in hiding. Well, what was cool about it was I was looking at a meme somewhere, and they said, Thanks, North Korea, for doing this. Now I get to watch it for half price in my pajamas on my couch. and that's what I did. I ended up watching it. I was flicking through, like, the Roku.
Yeah.
And I'm going through, like, Amazon, and I was like, oh, The Interview. But then what they do, Roku will fuck with you. They'll sit there and you'll see a cool movie like Brad Pitt in The Fury, World War II. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm on that shit. You know, I'm on that like flies on a rib roast. And then I click it, $14, you got to buy it. And then I'm just like, motherfucker. You know, I'll just wait till it comes out like Tuesday or something when it drops like $3.99.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no,
I'll end up.
Get it then. No, do you know what?
Yeah, man.
I'm on your side with that. Nowadays, it's just. But over here, you don't realize how lucky you are in America, though. You guys get films, right? And shit gets released there first. Regardless, it always gets released there first. And even down to TV shows. I mean, fucking look at Ghost Adventures. Over here now, we're getting season 9. Just starting. You guys are halfway through season 10, if I remember correctly. We're barely scraping season 9 at the moment. It's like, I'm only going by memory, by the way. But even down to Taps,
it only seemed like literally last year that Grant Wilson left. And it wasn't, it was 2012. He left in October 2012. And you're like, really? The fuck, are we that far behind? How can we be that far behind on TV? Sons of Anarchy, it's finished over here. We're still a season behind. It's like people are still clasping onto the hope that something good's going to come from the TV show that's already finished. And do you know what it's like? It's like watching a fucking star exploding millions of miles away. Yes, no, it happened years ago. Bastards. I'm watching an echo or something that's already fucking happened. So, yeah, you're just lucky over there. You don't realise that shit. I have to torrent things. If I ever watch anything illegally, of course, I have to torrent things. I'm not saying
But, you know, but the thing about it is, I don't even watch Ghost Adventures anymore. I just can't get myself to do it. What I can get myself to watch is A Haunting. Is it A Haunting or The Haunted? No, A Haunting.
Right.
That's brilliant.
Please tell me why. I've avoided that program. I need to know why I should watch it. Go. Sell me the program.
Okay. It's as good as Paranormal Witness now.
Yeah.
Okay? Not that I buy into it all. Okay, a lot of it says bullshit and, you know, production companies taking advantage of, you know, being given leeway to, you know, to make it a little more scarier than what it was. I was on, I happened to be on a show with, I can't remember who it was, had this guy Bill Bean on. And I asked, and I go, dude, were you on A Haunting? Was your case, your haunt? He goes, yeah. I go, do you ever go back there? And I asked him about that, and he said they kind of take a little bit, you know, take a little bit of the leeway with it. But I like it. I like the shows that show people that don't, you know, have haunts.
Yeah.
That aren't out there investigating. I mean, I'm more for a story than I'm actually looking for somebody running around with the same fucking equipment I have, minus the fact of a flare, which I'm still jealous. I don't want to punch somebody in the nuts and steal theirs.
Yeah.
But I mean, but that's basically it. I mean, it's like you and I could do it. You and I are still above people, even when you helped me put together the Xbox camera, and we used it at the Lent Mansion, and I still have it on my computer and all that. And I was going through it, and this and that. I mean, but it's I don't know, man. I just can't get tired of these shows about investigations because nothing in 2000. We'll even jump back 2014. Nothing has changed. They all investigate the same fucking place.
Do you know what?
You know, whether
I'm gonna actually interject slightly with regards to Ghost Adventures because there's been a massive shakeup in Ghost Adventures as a show. Now this, I'm not gonna put this episode down to let's look at what the TV shows do because to be fair,
yeah.
I always say and I'll keep to it. If you want to see what not to do, watch the TV shows because it's the best way to get yourselves lost, bored, tired, bad tans, good hair. It's all about you. It's all you're gonna get, right? But Ghost Adventures had a shake-up. I'm going to be a gossip queen now for the next couple of minutes, so please leave me to be gossip queen for a few minutes. Nick left Ghost Adventures. Fact. Ghost Adventures and Nick are not friends anymore, apparently. And call it slander. Call it what you want. I don't think it can be called slander, and especially I don't think I can be sued for saying it by anybody on the planet because he already posted himself, but Zach Bagans put on on Twitter that somebody asked him what happened, are you and Nick still talking? And he went, you don't have to be friends with somebody to work with them.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and it was
I saw that tweet.
It was like a show must go on thing. Now, the good thing and bad thing that came from it is the bad thing, I think Nick was really, really integral to the team. I do think that there was Aaron. Who's like, and I think Aaron's amazing. I don't mean to sound bad talking about Aaron in this way, but Aaron he's the fun-loving one. He's the one you can see enjoys everything. If you ever watch him on Instagram or you see him on Twitter, every time you see him is a photograph of him pulling a crazy face. He's just a fun-loving person. Zach likes to look at and talk really serious. And then Nick was just sort of the middleman, which kept crazy, and he was like the serious one, the one who kept everything balanced. It seemed to work. Now, in the same crazy breath, they brought on Billy Tully and they brought on Jay Worsley. And the two of them, don't get me wrong, are really, really good at what they do, but they're very tech, which then now has pushed the show more towards what I like. I love the tech side of things. I love the fact that people are trying new things. I'm not a very big friend of the fact that, or sorry, big fan of the fact that Bill Chappell has a heavy influence on the equipment that they use, because there's things like in the new episode, not going to ruin the new episode, but they use a form of static sensor in the new episode, whilst in a cave they're using a static sensor. Now, I'm not saying the static there, I'm not saying they can't be static, I'm not saying they're going to pick up EMF, I'm not saying that they managed to pull through a Navajo Indian on EVP or the Ovilus, whatever the fuck. I don't know where they were aiming with the show. I think it was just literally they threw a show together to get it out again, and some of the equipment they were using, the way it's been shook up, they brought Jay Worsley and they brought Billy Tully in, and they've done a good job. I liked watching them two in the show, but Adam was back to being as good little self. Zach was back to being quite odd, to be fair. So the things we can, things I can pull from 2014 is, I think somebody broke Ghost Adventures. So, yeah. That's me rant. It's sad as it sounds, I don't think it's going to be the same. I do think that there's a bit of love lost by the fact that Nick's gone. So I wouldn't be surprised if it sort of doesn't bomb as much, but that it's not as heavily popular.
Yeah, I got to give Nick some sort of credit. I mean, he's got a family now. I mean, the amount of traveling those guys did, the amount of time they stayed away probably from their significant others. I mean, people don't really realize that it's not an overnight lockdown. And this goes, and we've talked to people that have told us that they're there for a week at a time.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they need that time. Because, as you know, if you go investigate, you're not going to pull Class A EVPs as what are their names? Debbie and Mark Constantino do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're there for a long period of time. And you know, back to EVPs. I just do want to say something that I came across an article. I posted it in Hidden Liverpool and a couple other places. It's called auditory hallucination. That a lot of times what you're hearing is this auditory hallucination. I mean, your mind can create these EVPs in your head.
Oh,
you
indeed.
Know, so I'm just on that kick with Debbie and Mark Constantino right there, that a lot of it's auditory hallucination. And that's 2014 I'm talking about when they were on. And how can you be a fucking expert if there's nobody teaching you that's an expert?
Yep.
So therefore it's a self-given name. You know, and when you're selling shit on eBay like myself, and you're selling shit on eBay like they are, it's a tough world out there, man.
Yeah, especially
when you got...
The difference
is when you got,
what you sell works. That's the difference. You get me? just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm so far, what works? My Ovilus, good fucking luck, people. my Ghost Box. Good fucking luck, people. And I got my infrared camera, which does work. Will work better if you put, you put a IR light on a bracket across it, and you know it'll definitely give you better thing. But I stuck to my Sony, this one they stopped making, the night vision, because that is just brilliant. That is like the best of the best for like just straight night vision cameras,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
My night vision camera that I use, the Panasonic, it's an MVDS-15. It's a really, really good camera. It's got everything that you'd need on it, but it's infrared. It's fucking useless for what it is. I've put infrared floodlights next to this thing. I'm talking heavy 20-meter floodlights, which are made for household CCTV, not the little small ones that you get on eBay. These are like floodlight systems.
Yeah, yeah.
And even with them next to it, it sees about 3 foot in front of it and it just dies. You're like, you piece of shit.
I have the same thing, dude. Any infrared that you use, unless you're paying like $4,000 for a camera, you might as well be doing close-ups of like a recorder,
yeah,
sitting on a table or something like that, because you're not going to get the distance. There's no distance being done. And plus, you know, and going back to the shows, and if you think about it, a lot of this infrared kind of stuff, I think it's basically, we've said this before, or I've said it before, I don't know if you agreed with me or not on it, it's the fact it's more for TV, because yeah. I'd be just as happy if I see something in normal light, I know I've seen something in normal light. Now,
yeah.
when you put it in infrared, you do see shadows going by a little bit, but that's not paranormal.
Yes.
I mean, because you don't have the broad spectrum. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just babbling on here. But I just I'd rather have those, you know, those lights that you turned me on to, those lights. I got like six of them now, and I put them on tripods.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fetish, man. You've turned me on to a fetish now. And I buy the long bracket so I can put two on at the same time.
Yeah.
And just take them wherever I want to go and hurry up and get the shots in before the lights burn out or something like that. But, you know, but I prefer it to be light so that way you could get more, you know, because if something's going to happen, it's going to happen in the light too. It's not going to just happen in the infrared spectrum.
No.
I don't know. That's just my rant of the time right there.
No, I totally agree with you, and I haven't mentioned this much on air, but I've got a project which is kicking in the next couple of months. I'm going to be doing some filming, and we're going to create, me and two other lads, or I think it's going to be two or three other lads from our group. I need to sit down with them and talk to them all 100%, but the project's going to involve throwing some form of episodes together that go on YouTube to put onto our YouTube channel, and the episodes we're going to be filming, we're going to be how can I classify this without getting myself in slight trouble? We're going to be heavily trespassing in places we shouldn't be trespassing in. So
we'll call it Brick and Ladder.
Yeah, we call it Brick and Ladder. In Britain,
we
get away with it better. I can't get thrown away for it. So I'm going to call it jumping over a fence and walking into a property which is abandoned. Totally, thoroughly, and utterly has been since the 80s and 90s. It's the first episode we run. And the thing is, I have to, mate, this place is fucking huge. It is the most sinister looking building. Now, I'm not going to say exactly where it is as of yet. I am going to say it's a hospital.
Keep it at that.
Yeah, it's
keep it at that right there.
A hospital where there was people who were not physically sick, more mentally sick, so let's call it that and then leave it there. It isn't in Britain, I'll give it that one as well. It's close to Britain, really close. But I have to use night vision cameras, so I'm sort of stuck by those cameras. I don't mind using night vision cameras. I'm going to state on the show, either before, during, or after we've filmed the episode, that we've only used night vision cameras on the basis that we need to keep our heads down, because the guy who is taking care of the place has big dogs, lots of them apparently. Or at least a few of them. So we need to dodge big, scary dogs. It should be fun. I'm going to make it as most professional as humanly possible. And I'm going to make sure that every single piece of what I do, I show people how it's been done. Filming, equipment, everything. I'm going to show everything that's been done. I'm going to show you that it cost me pretty much next to nothing to do. And if it looks shit, enjoy the laugh. If it looks good, enjoy the laugh. Either way, you're going to catch me falling over at some fucking point. But yet, the only reason I would record properly night vision permanently when we're out anywhere is to make sure that we're not seen, or if we think we're in a bit of a rough area, or if the building has zero.
Fair.
If it has like, I don't know. I like to use light more than I like to use night vision. I'll probably be filming a lot of night vision over the next couple of months, but that's only just to cover my ass. But no, you see them on the television, and like, for instance, I don't know if any of you guys who are listening have ever seen, what's it called? Not Destination Truth, it's the one that Ozzy Osbourne, Jack Osbourne's son done.
Oh, Haunted Highway.
Haunted Highway, right. He uses a night vision camera, a lock-off night vision camera, and they have a base camp, and the night vision camera that they use can see a lagoon. It's looking out on some water. The lagoon's 200 metres wide. 200 metres long, and you can see into the distance, you can see the horizon at night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the best part about that is the camera that he's using is about £2,500, not dollars, so about $3,000. The screen that it's got it connected to, which is remotely recording, is about £1,000. So it's about $3,000 just for that, before you pay for cables and everything else. And it's a lot of money to throw.
You see all the GoPro...
Yes.
Do you see all the GoPros they have? I'm sitting there going, I just can afford one GoPro for $300.
I can afford.
And then I'm looking at
bus fare to go and look at a GoPro. That's about it.
I'm about to buy an SJ, which fits GoPro like equipment and stuff. Mm-hmm. Which actually, it's cheaper. I mean, by $250. And that way, at least I could have two cameras going, and just running off a micro card. But you know, that's what I've been shopping for lately, and I've been having to tell myself, no, I can't afford it. Tax season's here, so I'm going to be owing the government some money. So I'm so pissed, dude, because I'm looking at all these different cameras. I'm like, I gotta have that.
Oh,
I want to have that fucker.
You're not on your own. I've got this thing about whenever we go anywhere, I'll take more atmospheric photographs of the place beforehand than I will whilst I'm in the place. And I got a chance to use a professional DSLR camera for a fair bit of time before Christmas. This was one of the Canon EOS ranges, which over there, I think you call them the Rebel. The EOS Rebel or the
Kiss, I think same it's thing. It's all the same thing.
It's a proper monster of a camera, and I was taking loads of photographs. I'd done some filming on it. That's the reason I was using it in the first place. And I put it down, and you know when you walk away from something that good, and then you pick up your... I've got like power shots, and I've got a few Fujifilms and a Nikon, and you pick up the ones you've got, and you think, right, okay, thank you for letting me drive the Ferrari. Now, what am I doing back in this shithead car? You know, it's like you look at something, you think you're not as good as what I was using. So I'm starting to get to this point now where I don't like my cameras anymore. Don't like any of my cameras anymore. If I shouldn't say it, I've got really decent cameras. I've got 6 cameras, and I don't like any of them.
How many have you bought in 2014?
I bought 4 new cameras in 2014, an action cam, which is like a helmet cam, which we use for outside shots on the car, so that's 5. If we count the Kinect, that's 6. I bought an MD80, which is just a small, again, like a mountable camera, that's 7. 7 cameras, 2014.
And then at the end of 2014, you just want to get rid of them.
Dude, the two cameras I bought two cameras literally just to be lock-offs to cover areas, right? And those two cameras have been fully disassembled, and I've converted them to infrared. They're like, all you can see is infrared. They're fucking useless in daytime. But they can. Do you know what's weird though? I can use one of my infrared cameras, the ones I modified, to see if my mother and father-in-law, who live across the road, to see if they're actually in. Because they've got what are called blackout curtains on their house, they're like really thick curtains. They must change the wavelength, the light's wavelength to infrared, because you can see the front window of the house glowing when you look through the camera. I'm like, oh my god, you piece of amazing equipment. Why can't my other fucking night vision camera, made to be a night vision camera, do that? But moving swiftly on to your little conversation before about FLIR, the one thing that they brought good for 2014 was they released the FLIR 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, about fucking time.
But the way I look at it, for $300 American,
yeah,
I'd be the only thing I'd be sketchy about would be its depth.
Oh.
Versus let's say a $1,200 FLIR, which you can see you get a lot more distance with. If you look at your cell phone, your camera only gets so much depth that you'd have to be pretty much up on it to basically see, let's say, a temperature change or something like that.
Well, there's a flaw with the FLIR one that people haven't realized as of yet, and I don't know what it's all about, but the FLIR one was made and released in, I'd say, mid to late 2014, yeah? So was the iPhone 6. The iPhone 6 was released around the same time. And the iPhone 6 carries different dimensions, so I haven't seen a version that I'm aware of for the iPhone 6. So if they're all out for the iPhone 5 and the 5S and blah, 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 why did they wait? Why did they delay it? Was there a problem with the way it was built? I can't work out why they would delay it. So if you give me a second, I'm going to actually double check. And I'll see if FLIR... I've got one for the iPhone 6. FLIR 1, iPhone 6. It's not been launched for the iPhone 6 yet. They're planning on... It's got to be... It's only been designed to match the 5 and the 5S. the 209 pound in
it's about $300 American.
Yeah, £209 in the Apple Store. I'm going to contact the company I work for and tell them how great a unit this is and see if they can order them through. Because when you do that, I should get a staff discount of 25%. I'll play that game.
Yeah. Dude, I'd play that game in a heartbeat, man. What do you have? I thought you had a Samsung.
My phone, yeah, my phone's a Samsung. I've got a Galaxy Note 2. But I'm quite happy with my phone, to be fair. And they won't release a Flair for an Android phone as of yet. And because there's too many variants of the phone, that maybe they won't earn as much money. But there's something I've just spotted here. There's an attachment to go on the base of the phone made by a company called Seek Thermal, which is a thermal imaging camera. And that looks like it looks like another variation of it. I'll keep an eye on that.
How much are they throwing a price out yet?
£210, so about $300 again. But yeah, that's what I was going to say to you. The other thing that let down the Flair is its resolution on the Flair 1. It's 640 by 480, and for people who don't understand the resolution really well, 640 by 480 was the original Nokia 6310. That was a 1 megapixel camera, and the camera on that was shit. Do you remember the old Samsung camera phones?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was a Samsung camera phone out called the E700. It was a blue flip phone with a little front screen on it, released in 2001-2002. That thing was 640 by 480 on the photographs resolution. So,
oh, man. It's almost going to be pixelated in a sense. I mean,
yeah, I can't see it being a very good system whatsoever. Now, all the pictures I've seen of it are all generated pictures, if you get me. They're all, this is like an artist rendition. Like, I'm looking at one picture of a train on Gizmodo.com, and the picture of the train looks really fucking good, and then next to it, there's a picture of a laptop, looks like a bag of shite. I can't see this being a very, very good piece of equipment. I can see it being maybe a good gimmick. And as a matter of fact, if there's a way that I can get a demo, or if I can go and test one, I'll test one. But that's Seek Thermal, the budget thermal camera that they're doing, they've got one out for the Androids. I'm going to have a little look at this while we're talking, nevertheless. But I think where thermal's concerned, $349 is the Flair 1 over where you guys are. This other one gives it 832 by 624, so it's a slight widescreen version. It's $199.
For that
Seek Thermal.
$199?
Hell yeah. That sounds really good, to be fair. But it gives you a split screen. When you look at the screen, if you tilt your phone to the side and you've got that the Seek Thermal, it plugs into the base of your phone.
Uh-huh.
It gives half the screen as thermal and the other half of the screen as normal camera. That's fucking cool, that. That actually carries a lot of weight, because you could actually scan from left to right. If you see something that confuses, you can scan from left to right and you'll be able to get more than one view of it. That's cool, and it records, I like. But yeah, that didn't come out in 2014. Actually, no, it did. It came out in September the 26th, 2014. Shit. So yeah, Flair 1's been pissed on. Sorry about that, Kurt. I know you want to go on, but I'm sure you can live without it. Fucking rant over. I don't know where that rant was going. Right, can I go straight into my list of things from 2014? I've literally writ a list down.
Be my guest, man. Let's tear into it.
We might as well, because we've done enough bollock chatting.
Oh, yeah.
About shit, right? So let's see. What's the first thing that 2014 brought me which I didn't like? Black Eyed Children returns to haunt Connacht Chase in Britain, right? We found out in 2014, as a show, not as a society or as a civilization, that Black Eyed Children can actually board airplanes or boats and get from America to Britain. So you guys have sent Black Eyed Children over here, and a genius paranormal, apparently a leading paranormal investigator, right, called Lee Brickley, yeah. He's a leading paranormal investigator. By leading paranormal investigator, I don't know what that means. I just know he keeps hugging the same book that he writ about paranormal sightings called UFOs, Werewolves, and the Pigman. And 2014 brought us that guy. So thanks very fucking much, 2014. You can take him back. I don't want anything to do with that weird little creep. Obviously, Zach Bagan got his chance to buy the Demon House, didn't he?
which was
that was a womp 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 right there, man.
Oh no, it gets better. I looked into it when I was trying to knock show notes together for the show tonight. I looked into this this house that he bought, and it had 200 documented cases of hauntings, and it was a demon house, and he bought it because of whatever reason. Now, I did send in the show notes. When I sent show notes to Kate, I normally list like what I'm going to do, like Black Eyed Kids, and then what else comes along. And I just had to put a footnote on this one. Zach Bagans bagged the demon house for no good reason whatsoever. That's all I could think of putting on, for no good reason. And then it all dawned upon me, why would he buy a house that was heavily haunted? Hang on, what does he stand to gain? Right, okay, he's definitely going to be filming there. And no sooner did it happen, he started filming there. But all of a sudden, he had to stop filming because it got too bad. Apparently, these guys who get scratched in Bobby Mackey's, the demon house was too bad and he had to call in help. All I can see from what I've heard there is, house is shit, needs to be sold, let's make it scary, paranormal investigator's going to buy it off Zach Bagans. Fact. That's all I can see that's going to happen with that. But, yeah, thanks Zach for wasting your $36,000 to buy the house off the family. And I can guarantee it as well, the family who were living there, who were in absolute turmoil and terror, now sitting there rubbing their hands together thanking them very much for buying that piece of shit house off them. Which is probably all those creaky noises of the fucking house falling down around
them.
Oh,
but that place is that place looks like a shack, yeah. Dude.
But do you know what? If you ever Google Zach Bagans demon house, that same picture of him, I'm going to Google it now. I've got to see it.
All right, I'm going to Google it.
The same picture.
Too.
Zach Bagans demon house. Google it, go to the pictures, you'll see a picture of Zach Bagans pulling this weird face, leaning back with his arms facing forward, like sort of pushed away from his body, with his sunglasses strapped to the top of his head. I do not know what the fuck he's doing. I haven't got a clue what he's meant to be doing. It looks like someone's farted that, and he's like, oh no, shouldn't be so close. It's just like, it's a messed up picture. If you ever get a chance to look at it, please go and look at it, it'll put you off for life. Can you see which one I'm talking about, Kurt?
I'm looking at Zach Bagans selling, Ghost of a Star Zach Bagans selling his haunted Las Vegas digs. He's selling his.
Oh, cool.
He's going to move in a $30,000 house because.
Yeah, why not?
Why the fuck?
What's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could fucking happen if he moves?
He's such a tosser, dude. I swear to God. He's a prat. That's all he is, man. And he's
a fucking prat.
He's a fucking prat, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I had
God.
To go English on you guys. I apologize. It's an Anglophile thing. Pratt just basically means fucking idiot, right? Am I correct?
Oh, you are 100%. Pratt means that dipshit round the pub who tells everybody that he was in World War II when he wasn't. That fucking idiot that nobody likes.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Pratt. I had to throw that out.
Yeah. Now we can accept that. Nevertheless, I'm going to move swiftly on to another one which made me really, really, The SLXX cam was released in 2014. Bill Chappell actually got something semi-right. When I say semi-right, I'll break it down why I think it's semi-right. The SLXX cam and the fact that it's a structured light sensor.
Mm-hmm.
It measures depth in a room, it measures any change in the depth and shows you a framework of what that depth looks like. So if it sees points that move, it maps it. Good idea. So far, so good. He's got it right. It maps, it sees depth, it works in infrared. He's got a standalone system, which is a Windows tablet with a camera strapped to it. Good idea. So far, so good. It is only programmed to map human bodies. Right. Okay, so that means that if it can see 3 points, that it can find point A, point B, and a central point C. It'll see shoulder left, shoulder right. Oh, there's a head. Right, okay, that's a body. Let's just throw legs on it. And it'll try and map what it can, because it's told and programmed that whatever is moving in front of it is a human. And I'm sorry, guys. I'll stick to my guns. I don't think it is what people think it is. It's been told and programmed to map human body and human movement. That is like being told that every single time you look at a plug socket in a house, it's going to look like a face. So you look at a plug socket, you see it, looks like a face. Right? If you are pre-programmed that every time you see it, you see a face. That time, like for instance, everyone says, when you one of your friends and he goes, all I ever see is red cars. And then from there on out, your brain semi-programs to say, oh shit, there's a red car, oh there's a red car, oh there's another red car. All you're going to see is red cars. That's the same as what the SLSX cam does. Now, more as of recently, I've had to put a project that I've had on the back burner, which I wanted to try and map animals. When I say animals, just like cats, dogs, normal household items, square, rectangular, is it a television maybe, and just like teach it to map other things so that it doesn't just see human framework and see, even if after all that, it still constantly picks up and maps human framework. Now, I don't think anybody's ever hit Bill Chappell with that as a question. I'd like to ask him it myself, but I don't know. If I ever got sitting there talking to him about it, I think we'd just get lost in his electrical engineering guru, whatever the fuck he uses. But nevertheless, that's one of the faux pas of 2014 for me. And I know a few people have bought them, and I know I've built a system which is really similar. I'm going to be hopefully lending it to or passing out on loan to a paranormal investigation group local to us, because I'm more of a believer that maybe if they don't have the equipment or somebody doesn't have the equipment, I'd like them to try it. It doesn't bother me. They can use it as long as they pass it back when they're finished. That's cool.
I used it. I mean, I used it when I was in the Lent Mansion, so I look at that as like a plus for 2014. I mean, you know, once you got on there and did everything for me, minus the fact that, you know, setting up the software and all that. But, for $25-$30, it works. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, it actually works for $25-$30, which I'd rather spend than $900 where I got a portable one. I mean, because you can set it anywhere you want. And Mo set his up on a tripod, which makes it a lot easier for me. Me, I just find a spot, a location in a corner looking out, kind of like from a corner view, so you get a wider view of things. And plus what Mo put together also, which was good, that's part of it, is a 3D effect. Not only will it like map out the skeletal thing and the bending and that, but there's a whole three-dimensional thing that also comes into effect too, that's all part of the software. So basically, the 3D is fucking awesome. I mean, you can see when somebody's walking in 3D, it's kind of creepy looking. It looks like it's like little bits and pieces moving forward or sideways, but it's mapping it. You're watching somebody in a 3D effect. It's just badass. And you know, that for me was the plus of 2014. Then taking it to the Lent Mansion and actually putting it to use instead of just sitting it up on my shelf and being like, fuck. Who's going to let me bring this into their house and fuck with it? You know, so I got to give props to you on that one, brother. Most definitely, man.
You're more than welcome. Oh, another thing that was good for 2014, we're all demonologists. Everybody,
came
to the conclusion. Yeah, we're all demonologists. I'm happy. I wear mine like a badge. There's been times I've walked into our bedroom at night. Natalie's been in bed. I've stripped off and showed me demonology. No, not really. Anybody can be a demonologist. I'm not going to say that demonologists do not exist. I am going to say that there's too many demonologists for it to be as. I just think that the internet is the worst thing in the world for the paranormal, sadly. And I know it gives us a show. I know it also gives us a place to buy our pieces of equipment that we do decide to use, but the internet is the worst thing in the world, right? I could take a photograph of anything, right? I could throw a red circle around it and say, what do you think of that? And I'll put it onto a website and I'll just let the wolves attack it. And where you think the wolves are attacking, it goes dust, not more. It's the other way around, sadly, at the moment. It's people on Facebook and people on social media who start going, ow, I can see there's a Roman soldier there. And you're like, really? I don't see that. Or then the people who can read psychic messages from a photograph. Now, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying that there's too many people who can. It's a bit of a weird one. I was, let's just say, I got bored one day and joined a group, and the group was one of those buy and sell paranormal equipment. And I thought, I'll have a little look on there just to see what people sell and to see what people are buying, to see the effort people go to, you know, to get the equipment, what they use to a gauge what good equipment or bad equipment is. And somebody, I don't know if you've seen this, Kate, but somebody posted a Ouija board for sale. Right? There was 77 comments in 1 hour of people telling this guy why he shouldn't use Ouija boards.
You don't.
Oh, dude, it gets so much better. The guy was fucking selling the Ouija board. He is selling the Ouija board, right? Okay, that's like quitting smoking for your mate to say, "Oh, you know why you shouldn't smoke? You're already quitting. You know, you're selling the board. Don't tell me why I shouldn't use it. I'm not using it. I'm selling the fucking thing, you stupid people." But opinions wrong. What are you gonna say, by the way? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, dude, I was just laughing about what you were saying about everybody flipping about a Ouija board. Hey, that's what I'm going to do then, dude. I'm going to fucking sell my Ouija board, and I'm going to post it on there. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring in the usual posse of fucking douchebags.
Yes.
And then just wreck that whole site, because I tend to do that sometimes with some people that Mo knows. And sometimes it's people I know that if we get bored with each other, we go at it. And if somebody turns on us, oh, hell, it's fucking jackal time. It's like a jackal attack.
Unleash the Kraken.
It's just, it goes off.
Oh, it's all in good fun.
No, it's a good thing, man. It's hilarious, dude. But, yeah, I mean, going back to people with that Ouija board, man. People are all fucking superstitious, dude. I mean, oh, I had a bad experience. What'd you do, shit yourself? I mean, come on now. I mean, what?
No, I know what happened. You got drunk and woke up naked next to a Ouija board, and the Ouija board felt dirty. And he was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I had too much to drink, and then one thing led to another, and I had sex with the Ouija board. See, it could have happened. Well, may have happened, you never know. But it's fucking it's pointless. I think if you want to use a piece of equipment, and I say to you, whether it be you, Kate, or whether it be somebody, anybody, right? And I say to you, right, that's shit. What are you using that for, right? And then you go, because I want to, right? Well, fair enough. We are all poking sticks into the darkness, trying to find out what's going on. We're all aiming for the same thing. So maybe instead of, and I think it's more of a dig at myself, but maybe instead of saying this is a piece of shit and that's a piece of shit, the SLSX cam, for all we know, might catch the fucking, it might catch the smoking gun evidence that's needed.
Yeah.
Whether anybody's going to see that smoking gun evidence and believe it is, that's up for debate because the way technology is, but
I think people are just, honestly, and I'm thinking, and from what I remember on Facebook, in 2014, the different groups are the one thing that drove me, that wanted me to punch a hole into my computer screen, are these fucking wannabe psychics that post a picture of a house, tell me what you see. Dude, I almost went nuts one time on this person, but we had this person on our show, so I chose to back off on it. I was just going to go fucking balls out, light this person up. Because what do you see? I see a fucking small rambler house, probably about $120,000, depending where it's located. No, I don't see a fucking ghost. And anything you see in the background or in the shadows is just your eyes matrixing. That's the fuck it. You know, it's not, you don't see some spirit going in there. And this douchebag, and I'll say douchebag, said, okay, this is for training for everybody. And I was just like, oh, dude, don't do this to me. I go, I almost just fucking lit this person up, but I said it would be bad if I lit this person up. I did a walk, had a smoke, sat down, had some energy drinks, which got me more jacked up. Nicotine and
that fucking helped.
Yeah, nicotine and NOS energy drink. It's just like liquid crack, and that just
that's the future.
I got one right now, and I'm about to pound another one. It's gonna be a late night tonight, but yeah, dude, it's fucking fucking piss me off. People, stop it. If you're psychic, stop it. You're getting called out. I'm going on a rant now. You're getting called out. People are getting called out left and right. You want to be on TV? You want to be called out? You better duck your fucking head. And then you're sitting there charging these people X amount of money, and that's these. Some of these people are so fucking poor that they rely on you, and they give your life savings to you. You fucking gypsies. That's all I gotta say. You fucking caravan living gypsies.
Oh,
and that fucking when this gets played, this goes out to fucking you. Fuck you. All right. We got to keep that one on. If that's okay, we keep that rant on.
Oh, dude, I ain't removing shit from this. Even if we fail, I don't care.
Yeah.
This is all getting posted. Don't you worry. But no, I carry your rant. I'll carry, obviously, I'll sit in your corner with regards to all of this. But I find it a bit of a struggle the way everyone has a heavy opinion on the paranormal. Everybody has a heavy opinion on what's going on. Everybody believes that the way they're doing it is right. And you know what? Right. Congratulations, guys. I investigate the paranormal. I have done for years. Kurt investigates the paranormal. And guess what? Me and Kurt do it wrong.
Yep.
Fact.
Yep. Yep.
The rest of the world, every single one of you, Zach Bagans, Nick Groff, Aaron Goodwin, Grant Wilson when he was doing it, Jack Osborne, all those Wraith Chasers, whoever it is, from Ghost Asylum, Chad Lindbergh, every single member of Ghostbusters, you'd all do it wrong because none of you have actually caught the evidence, so there's nobody who's got it right. Maybe you might get the odd shot where you've gone, oh, cool. But if I catch one fish whilst fishing for 20 years, that does not make me a fisherman.
Nope.
That makes me a person who puts a hook in water.
Yep.
Right? And I'm only being a shit towards everybody for one purpose only. We need to stop attacking each other. We need to stop being, obviously, attack the shows because the shows push it into a position where you feel you need £1,000 cameras or special pieces of equipment just to do a job, and you don't. You don't at all. I'm about to start filming, as I said before. My budget for the film, and I'm giving myself I'm going to say a minimal budget, I'm giving myself pretty much as close to zero as possible budget deliberately, so that at the end of it all, I can say, there you go, guys. This cost me pretty much one inch off zero financially, and it's worked. Right, so that I can say a big fuck you to the shows. The software I'm using will be free or as low cost as humanly possible. I want to make sure everything is everything's exactly the same financially. So, big fuck you to the shows. Everybody else, as much as it sounds like I'm being a shit to you, I'm not being a shit to you. I'm just saying the honest answer is we are all shooting fish in a bottle, and we need to find that one thing. So, using pieces of equipment that new, and like you do, Kurt, yourself, you buy yourself a tri-field meter or whatever you decide to buy, an ovulus. You buy it for a reason. You want to test it out. It doesn't work. You move on to the next piece of equipment. That's just life. That's the way it goes, and you're doing it right. I'm not going to say you're doing it wrong. We all do exactly the same thing. The only piece of equipment I'm actually going to hold my hand up and wait for is a gentleman we interviewed last week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ghost Art.
I cannot wait for that little piece of pornographic toy.
I hope, I swear to God. I hope we get one, dude. I'm just hoping like Santa Claus brings us one, dude. So
do you know what, right? If I get my hands on one of them, right, I'm gonna take it out, I'm gonna road test it properly, and I'm gonna give it the review it deserves. An honest review, and I'm gonna make sure it's right, I'm gonna make sure everything's cool about it, I'm gonna enjoy doing it. I think as a piece of equipment, I think it's going to be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see what comes.
I got some guy just slammed it. When I put a show link up, some guy,
yes.
Did you read that, what that guy wrote?
I didn't. I fucking wish I had.
Dude, I need, that would have been your call for, I could have hung with the guy, but dude, if I can find it, I'll send you the link.
Please link me to it, and I'll go on and assassinate him.
Dude, this guy needs to be Facebook assassinated, because he just...
I'll take him out.
He fucking ripped it, like... He was intense when he ripped it, and I'm reading it. I read the whole thing. I'm going, dick, 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 dick. You haven't touched it. How the fuck can you tell me that this doesn't work? And he goes something like, this is like as seen on TV. You know, one of those as seen on TV kind of gimmick things. And I was like, oh, you fucking tool. I was just
Do you know what it probably is? Right? I slag every piece of equipment off, right? Horrible word. I rag on every piece of equipment that comes out. If I think it's bullshit, I'll say it's bullshit. I'm looking at a piece of equipment, like what we've seen last week, as a tailor-made piece of equipment, which is built specifically for a task. Right? That's the right way to do it. As I said last week, and I'll keep saying it, it's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
You build a piece of equipment with the one task in mind, and you get it. That's how you get it right. And for some guy to come on and rip it to pieces when he hasn't demoed it, hasn't looked into it with depth. Now, don't get me wrong, I haven't looked into it physically. I haven't had a hold of one. That doesn't mean that I think it's useless. I think the amount of effort these guys have put into it, they deserve a little bit more credit than somebody on Facebook. Bear in mind, Facebook is, in my eyes, a gang of digital curtains, which is the people who go on there. They're the type, you know, some of the people on the groups, they just fucking, they argue for the sake of arguing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it looks like to me. And it's like, you know, I've got nothing better to do, so what I'll do is I'll just go on and I'll verbal this piece of equipment because, you know, I can. I will rag on the ovulus because I know how the ovulus works. I know exactly what causes the ovulus to...
And that's...
Go on, sorry.
I was just going to jump back to Bill Chappell again in 2014. All his gimmicks and all of his, like, little engineering feats that he pulls off, everything's focused on EMF. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's not... There hasn't been any differentiation, which I think there needs to be. Well, you know, everything's even Gary Gawk is the same way. And you think about it, we haven't found the holy grail using EMF. So I'm thinking EMF isn't quite the right piece of, you know, the EMF detector. Yeah, people say, oh well, you know, if you live near power lines. You know, you live near power lines, you get a fucking heart attack, you have a pacemaker. That's basically it. But it's you know, too much is on EMF, and I think there's got to be something else out there. You got to think outside the box, and EMF is thinking, you know, that's in the box right now. Everything's EMF.
It's like,
EMF.
It's the simple answer. EMF is the simple answer. It's a piece of equipment that nobody understands why it peaks and why it fluctuates. Now, it does come back to fundamentals, and people always come back to fundamentals and say, it peaks because it energy doesn't disperse. Energy is still harnessed in the area, and onwards and upwards, blah, 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 blah. So if that is the case, right, and energy does hold and sits there, then maybe, just maybe, an EMF meter might pick up on it. But in the same breath, when you've got pieces of equipment which peak or start speaking words like the ovulus does, and then you've got to try and say, well, hang on a second, the one thing I'm going to bring from all this is, how can somebody who died 250 years ago manipulate a box so that it can say words?
Shit.
So,
yeah.
Do you get my point? It's like, how can you get an ovulus to speak when, to be fair, go on, Tony.
I was just going to jump on what you were saying and agree with you. How you and I can't sit there and take an ovulus and manipulate it to say mo or say curve.
I couldn't do it with a piece of equipment. I couldn't get an EMF mic. Now, I once looked into something. I looked into the theory that if you can get a microphone, right, and you could get the microphone's output at a lower frequency. Now, if everybody's pulling in, everyone's pulling EVPs at a certain frequency, then why don't you manipulate the frequency of a microphone so that it outputs at that same frequency and see if you can get a response, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked into it, and I've got a friend who he's really good with electrical audio electrical equipment, and I told him, and he said, listen, you are literally fire and blind. There is no point. I wouldn't waste my time with it. And he was honest about it, and I said, well, why? He went through the technical details, and he said, you know what, it just doesn't... It's just too much fiddling for something which, to be fair, is not going to be... You won't get the response you expect to get. It won't be right. And I'm thinking, well, all right, so if I can't physically do it, and for me to put all that effort into it, and it's just going to... I'm literally going to hit a wall, then why do people waste the time trying to... Oh, I've, I'm... I just lost my rag with it. So where EVP is concerned, and when you're trying to use a piece of equipment to do it, or the same as EMF, if I can't manipulate it myself to get it to do so, then I struggle to understand the fundamentals and how somebody else says, well, somebody 200 years ago can, or somebody who hasn't had any experience with technology can.
Yeah.
So, sorry for the mad little digression.
No. It's
the easiest way of explaining it.
It's about as similar as somebody going into, let's say, and we've discussed this before, an old, let's say, Scottish, an old Scottish in Edinburgh. We say Edinburgh, you say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, in Edinburgh in Scotland. Yeah, and I would say Edinburgh. Edinburgh, Scotland. Oh, man, ball busting on the American twang. But, no, for real, though, it's like us going in there, right, and speaking 21st century, whether it's English slang or whether it's American slang, and expecting feedback from a castle that's, what, 400, 500 years old, 600 years old?
Yeah.
There's no, or going to a German castle, and ghost hunters did it, or taps did it. And I was like, you fucking morons. And people go, I got in an argument with someone, I can't remember who. I've gotten many of them, but I brought that fact up, and this person tried to argue with me, saying, well, when you die, you know, you can tell all the different languages. I go, how do you know that? Can you prove that? And it just kicked off from there. I just went to town. I was so fucking pissed off. I was just like, you're a fucking moron. Talk about a prat. This person was a fucking prat. You know, I was like, you fucking moron. I swear to God, that pissed me off because, dude. We're chasing the wild goose. Remember I sent you that. I was thinking that one day. I was thinking about the paranormal. It's always finding a needle in a haystack. And everybody's chasing, in the paranormal, we're all chasing the wild goose. Basically, we're chasing something that doesn't exist, maybe. You know? So, I mean, it all depends. You know? It all depends. Because, I mean, for all you know, it just doesn't exist. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know. If you're into chasing the wild goose, this is for you. If you think you've caught the wild goose, good, prove it to us. Bring it into a scientific lab. Have them analyze it. And then have the scientists break it out and break it down for the rest of us, saying what you've caught that none of us have ever seen or heard before. You know, I mean, it's just like that. And that's my rant.
No, I'm on your side with your rant. It worked perfectly fine for me. I just wish that it was. I'd like to say I wish it was easier, but if it was easier, I don't think it'd be exactly as what we've got right now. I think it would waste a lot of our time chasing. Not waste a lot of our time. It would be a waste of our time because it'd be done and dusted. It would have been finished with, and you're like, okay, what would you move on without the paranormal, without the fact that maybe or maybe not. You know, I think we, how can I put it? We run a risk that once the paranormal is sorted and once we understand what's going on with the paranormal, that's it. It's over. It's a shame, but it'll be over. So I don't want to put myself in a position where I say it doesn't exist, because to be fair, I'm heavily on the side that if it does exist, I just want to be able to catch it. I want to be able to be. I don't even want to be the person who catches it. You know, it doesn't bother me that it maybe I'm not the person. I'd just rather know. Because who wouldn't like to know that their family members are on the other side? Who wouldn't like to know that? Who wouldn't like to know that maybe, you know, the person you thought who died in pain didn't die in pain? If you could know that, then perfect. That's why people visit mediums. That's why people try and work out what's going on. They try to work out the resolution of where there is life after death, so no wonder. I don't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to know until you die. So, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, nobody's nobody knows until you die. I mean, everybody.
Sadly, I agree.
Sadly, I mean, people have their belief system, which is cool, and stuff like that. So
you get messaged up the fuck.
No, I'm sorry. I totally apologize.
Don't worry.
I'm getting Lynette's here. She got in trouble. I told you my story about the airport, how I got bomb checked. They bomb checked my hands. I've never had that before. They wiped my hands down and put it into a machine to see if I had bomb residue. And she just got popped for, and yeah, we'll put this on air. This is definitely going to go on air. Under the stuff, you move around to fit the camera. Hell, my tripod about got it too. I am not. They hate me. She said, I'm stuffed from being in woods. I said, nice. She said, uh-huh. And I called her an Arab. I said,
she took a knife onto an airplane.
Oh, shit. Should I say this? I want to say it anyway. She's going to fucking kill me. Dude, last time she flew here, right, she goes shooting a lot. She's got guns, and, you know, she goes in the woods. And
oh, yeah, yeah. She has some of her amazing toys.
Yeah, she's got some toys.
Fucking shotgun.
Shotgun, toys, guns. And she accidentally forgot that she had a pack of hollow point bullets on her. And she was getting checked out.
Aren't they illegal?
Yeah, but the thing is, in America, what they say is then you can put it in your suitcase, but you can't carry it on the plane. And so she said, no, I'll donate them. I'll just rather not have them, you know, which is cool. But
yes.
I think she forgot. I don't know what the hell she forgot. Unless, I don't know. I guess, oh, my God, they hate me here. Okay. I don't freaking know what's going on. I'll fill you in later. I'll be hearing about it tonight. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll be in trouble.
It's gonna be nonstop. I'm gonna be at the airport, and she's just gonna. Oh, I'll be like just shaking my head, laughing.
Dude, you're gonna have to bail it out, you know.
Yeah. I think sooner or later I will.
You're gonna have to drag it out of police bail or something.
Yeah, that or worse comes to worse, especially when it's airports. It's all federal shit. You know, we got the TSA over here. And then they got cops walking around with, you know, the first time I ever saw a cop walking around with a machine gun was Heathrow when I was in the 80s. We were over there for a footy game. We were getting touring up and down playing, you know, footy, soccer for the people in America. And and it's the only time I saw, like, German Shepherds. The guy had, like, a machine gun. And I was, like, in awe. I was like, no way. And then all of a sudden I dropped her off at the airport. And there was some sketchy dude who had tattoos all over his face. He was a gang member, definite gang member, Spanish dude. And he was just minding his business. The guy actually was in line. He used a debit card to pay for his food. And he was just sitting there eating, probably waiting for somebody to come on a plane. Well, these two cops showed up. One of them had an M16 on him and stuff like that. And we're sitting there eating, watching this go down. And we're just like, holy shit, man, they don't fuck around anymore, man.
In Britain, we're fucking useless with guns, you know.
If we
over in Britain, right? If you literally unbutton your gun, if you are a police officer and you unbutton your firearm, right? You have piles of paperwork. Why did you unbutton it? For what purpose did you unbutton it? It was just like, oh my god, you get pretty much verbal. It's not worth it. They don't do it no more. They hesitate too much. British police. Where firearms are concerned. It's sad, but you sort of know why after the amount of atrocities that have happened over the past few years.
She's telling me not to tell anyone on air. Too late.
No, it's okay. Just don't tell anybody. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
anybody who's listening, it's a secret.
yeah, all the people listening to us right now. So, all right, dude, I say 2014. I give it a thumbs down, dude, for the paranormal.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think it can go and fuck off and we start again, myself.
Yeah, I think 2015.
Definitely think we start again.
Because we got the Vortex starting now in 2015. So, you know, we got the Vortex, we got the Ghost Arc. So maybe it'll kick off because the newest thing is Vortexes, you know, and stuff like that.
Portals going on.
Yeah, wormholes that people don't realize suck everything in, but not really deliver out.
Lo and behold, I think that was the end of our recording. Oh, timed that really, really well. Don't know if Kate's still alive, so I've just brought you
out.
Oh, shit, he's still here. Cool. That worked. I'm getting good with these buttons. But pretty much, guys, that was the rant we had on Tuesday about it. And,
I still stick to my guns. I don't think not much good came from 2014. But one bit of good news did come from 2014 that I never said, and it was I neglected to mention it at the time. I could have mentioned it. Do you know the film The Conjuring? Ed and Lorraine Warren went into the house to help the family. I don't even know much about the family. I just know that they went in to help them. Do you remember the story?
Yeah, gobshite.
Yeah. It gets better, right? Ed and Lorraine Warren went in there. Ed and Lorraine, against the better wishes of the father of the family, invited themselves and investigated. That's really what happened. I was listening to an interview with one of the daughters. It turns out, when the mother got thrown across the living room in the film, have you seen that part, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually did happen, right? And when it happened, the father jumped up. Ed Warren tried to stop him going to the aid of his wife. No, no, you need to sit down. This is still going on. He knocked Ed Warren out. He knocked that motherfucker flat out cold. Flopped him to the floor.
That fat bastard must have set off some... something on a geological survey thing. That those numbers were shooting yeah. up and down once he landed on his ass.
Fucking seismic meter. But no, I mean...
That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
I'd like to say that there was something good from 2014 that came with, but I don't know. Paranormal, nothing good. There's nothing. I mean, a few new shows turned up, but the few new shows that do the same as what all the old shows do. Nothing trendsetting. Nothing stands out. It's
2014, depressing. Dude, it was for the paranormal was absolute shit, dude. I mean, I'll be honest with you. No big. I mean, there are absolutely
I'm counting the second
no
half
big...
of 2015, me. Well,
yeah, I mean,
count the
well,
down,
they got what's that new FLIR thing? It's not FLIR, but you sent it to me today, and I sent you the review of it.
Oh shit! Yeah, it's not the FLIR one. It's got a different name. Oh, where are we? I'll go in the notes.
But it looks good, though.
Yeah, it's an attachment with locks onto the base of your phone. It's called...
I gotta see. I sent it to you on...
Ah, shit. I haven't got the name on it. Nevertheless, it's a little attachment that locks onto the base of your phone. And what it does is... it uses your normal phone. And it utilizes a... Or it uses your normal phone camera, sorry. And it also utilizes the... a thermal camera built into it. It's just under $200. So I'll say $165.
Yeah, it's like $199 actually, which is it is a thermal something.
What I'll do is if you go onto the show page on Facebook, I'll post a link to it.
Seek thermal. There's two of them. There's one for Android and one for iPhone, and they're $199 each.
That's cool. For that price,
I'm looking at. That's an affordable price, actually, believe it or not, for something you're getting on your cell phone. And more than likely, since it's an attachment, it could be better than FLIR, actually, which really just like locks onto your phone and probably uses some sort of shitty-ass program.
If it uses the same camera that's built onto your phone as well as the camera that you get on the thermal imager, which it should do...
Mm-hmm.
Then all it can be is better because the FLIR camera's VGA, 640 by 480. And your camera on your phone's could be an 8 megapixel, could be up to the Windows phones a 30 odd megapixel. So, you know.
I forgot to tell you, I broke two of my G-Shock watches last night. And I could have bought that thing.
Oh, the fuck.
So I had to buy it. Try to put batteries in, and then I broke off a little piece. I bought like a kit, you know, to fix your battery, you know, your watch. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, fucking broke one. Get so flustered that I go, fuck it, I'll just fix number two. Yeah, I know what mistake I made on number one, so I fucking broke number two. Now I'm pissed, and then I go straight on to Amazon and buy a new one.
Yeah. Fucking like that. Typical. Fucking
I just got threatened to get. Lynette just threatened to beat me up.
Yeah, that's kinky. That's some kinky shit.
Well, you know, that's how we roll, so.
Yeah. I somehow imagine that's how it goes.
Corey,
I just think it's really
fun. My brother just vaped right in this room.
Sorry.
My brother vapes you know, and quit smoke. And I'm in an office in my parents' house. And he just opened up the door, just blew this huge vape right in and just shut the door and left.
What a guy.
I'll get revenge on his ass. It'll be
that won't be hard.
No,
I'm sure you'll find a way to be. You'll find a way to be
evil. I'll just go in his house and smoke.
Just go put drugs all over his house. He won't mind.
Oh man. Oh, dude, 2014. Thumbs down for the paranormal, dude. Thumbs
nothing
down.
Nothing came from it. I'm looking forward to some of the new toys that are coming out. I just hope that they actually come to fruition. I've heard a few rumours of a few little geek toys that are appearing that they need to appear. If they don't appear, it's, you know, last year or the year before, they released a static sensor that locked onto the top of your phone. It pulled power off your headphone jack. And it was a really good concept. It was a Kickstarter, right? And no one put money to it. And it fell through. As far as I'm aware, it fell through. And I thought that was a shame.
Yeah, getting funding for a lot of these, even like the Ghost Art, I was talking to Alessandro, and they're basing it, hopefully they're getting people that are going to pre-order it and be able to use that money to invest, you know, into it. Because I asked him if he's got any, what kind of financial backing does he have? This was kind of off air.
Yeah,
and now it's on air, and he was explaining it to me how they were working the business side of it. But I don't think there's a lot of money being put into this stuff. I mean, the TV shows, and I know we always, you know, we tend to sound like we repeat ourselves when we always bring TV shows. But you think about it, those are the guys, you know, with the $20,000 cameras and the pieces of equipment. Yeah, yeah, and people like you and I. Well, you actually could probably mimic exactly, you know, because you're good at taking things apart, putting it together, and figuring it out.
I'll buy it broken and fix it.
Yeah. Me, on the other hand, I take it apart, I break it, I throw it against the wall, and then I buy a new one. That's the only way I can operate, and then I have no money.
Don't worry. Right, yeah. Well, hate to be the shit bearer of bad news, but we're coming to the end. So.
Yep. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for all five people in the chat room, all two people.
Guys,
sometimes we get emotional. Sometimes we get a lot, sometimes we get none. But thank you very much.
Thanks for popping on, guys, and we'll catch you again soon.
Everybody have a good night.
Bye, guys. Bye.